This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm trying to say this politely, is to lower the rhetoric based on division. Stop appealing to the less healthy side of society.
That was Joe Biden, a.k.a. Captain Demento, giving a speech. If you see the video, you hear it in his voice.
The rhetoric and the society and what he sounds like a punch drunk boxer. He sounds like Muhammad Ali when he was at the end of his life. That's what Joe Biden sounds like. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, or welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Thanks for being here. Nothing's cut here. By the way, you see the video? It's far worse. It's far worse. He has a blank stare in his eyes, and then he kind of turns away like he's looking for somebody to give him a cue. Hold up a sign. Please, give me the word. This is so sad and so pathetic. But you know what? That is the state of Democrats, and I don't feel sorry for them. Not one bit. Democrats have tried my entire life to make me come over to their side, or convince me that wrong is right and right is wrong, and they've been doing it to a generation of young blacks. And you know what? It's gonna take some powerful things, some powerful moves, to get things back. But we get up every single day. I'm so proud of the team that helps me put my radio show together, that writes over at theblacksphere.net. I hope you go over there and read some of our articles from time to time. The team that is trying to get us bigger and, farther distribution than we had and than we've ever had on radio and everything else, and I hope you would participate in that. The team that's helping to build our movie site, the team that's promoting Bleeding Blue, and the team that's going after Black Lives Matter every single day, the team that is pushing back on the stupid 1619 nonsense, and I could go on. That's what we get up every single day to do. And it isn't because we're getting rich. We're not taking our PPP money and buying Lamborghinis, I tell you that. We've all got very reasonable lives. I mean, some of us are living below the reasonable lifestyle. But we all get up and do it every day, day in and day out, with a smile on our faces. Because I know that there will be a reward for the work that we're doing. And if it means leaving a world that's better for my kids and grandkids, fine. That's great. Great. That's all. If that's all it means, that's all it should mean. It's all it should be. I mean, we don't have to. I mean, I'm not looking for riches. I'm not going to decry them. I'm not going to. If something happens and it makes me wealthy, I'm not going to decry it. God knows. My family, we have been great stewards of little and done for many. And I'll even go as far as to say this. As far as man's judgment goes, we've earned whatever riches we get, because we've helped thousands of people. Not dozens, not hundreds, thousands. I know this. So, I'm not bragging about it per se. Because, I'm not going to go into detail, but I know this. We get up with this. I tell my family all the time, we have a servant's heart. It's the way we teach our kids. When I talk to people, when I'm trying to get them to come into my company, whatever place that we're going to place them, the first thing I'm looking for is, do you have a servant's heart? Because this is not something that you're just going to come in and, woohoo, look at all the money we make. I've got a young man that works for me, with me. I don't say works for me, works with me. And we were talking about, the type of business he could do. This is a guy that he's brilliant. And he sold a company not too long ago for seven figures. And we were talking about this project that we were going to do together. And he says, Kevin, we could do this project easily and we could make a fortune. But he goes, it would be like selling snake oil. And we both concluded We're not doing it. We're not doing it. It wouldn't feel good doing that. And would the people be hurt on the other end? No, but it would be like me saying to you, I'm going to sell you a junk product that isn't going to work very long, but you're not going to be mad at me. You're just, you know, you'll do it. We went, no, not going to do it. And I'm telling you, we could make millions of dollars. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. This story may sound like I'm trying to be self-serving, but I'm telling you, we could put this business together, and within a month, we would be bringing in $100,000 easily a month of profit. And we both said, we will not do it because it violates our moral core. That's the kind of people I have working for me. And I'm proud to tell you that. But let me tell you, these leftists, they don't care. They will lie, and all because of, you know, they feel like it's going to get them more. So a perfect example is this Wu Flu. Let's just play the first clip. You know what? Let's do the because I mentioned earlier in the first hour that I was right. Let's do the mashup. This is a mashup of the mask debate.
This morning, as COVID cases mount across the country, the mask debate is intensifying.
People are very passionate on both sides of the great mask debate.
The partisan mask debate is heating up.
Mask debate's growing.
The president is trying to have us cover the mask debate.
CVS, Target, and Walgreens are getting in on the mask debate.
The mask debate now taking center stage at local restaurants.
It's 9 minutes after six now, and there's new video of a raging mask debate.
The mask debate in Georgia is getting ugly.
The great mask debate in West Virginia might soon coming to an end.
This mass debate is far from over.
How many mass debates have you gotten into? Love to hear it.
The mass debate was taken to a whole other level.
Bishop David Zubik tells Pittsburgh's Action News 4 he found himself in the middle of a mass debate.
We'll dive deeper into this pet store mass debate.
So we're going to begin with this thing we're calling the great mass debate.
Welcome back, everybody. I predicted this. I told you guys. I said they were going to separate us because of mask. It would be those that wear them, those that don't. It became another divider. Why? Because none of the other things are working. They can't separate men from women. They can't separate blacks from whites. They're trying. They're trying. But now, guess what? We got a new one. And as I told you guys, we're going to win this mask war because of a very small few people like myself who said, I'm going anywhere I want to go without a mask. You find me and watch what happens. And, of course, I laid out the strategy for attorneys at corporations that said, hey, look, you better be thinking about this differently because you're going to get sued. And businesses, you're going to get sued because people are going to be doing it. I talked about it the other day. People are going to be using the mask as a reason to fall out in your stores. You better wake up and see what's going on. I was right about that, and I was right about Wu-Flu. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh my gosh, lots to talk about. I was talking about all the people who buck Donald Trump and where they end up. And I went down a litany of people. Bill Kristol, Stephen Hayes, Dana Lash, Glenn Beck, Omarosa, you know, Tillerson. And just name it. If Trump lets you go, and you just go into the sunset, everything's fine. If you come back and, oh, he didn't do this, he was incompetent, you're toast. It's like God goes, don't do it. He is my chosen one. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. And I do believe, I mean, I believe that God knows everything that's going to happen before it happens, etc. He knows you to the degree that you don't even know yourself. And he knows what you're going to do. And it's a cosmic thing to sort of bring you closer to this, I don't know, this idealness, right? This thing that says, I seek something so much better. It's the thing that rationalizes as you grow older. You say, you know, I'm not going to be here. When you're young, you don't even think about, you know, I'm going to die. You go, oh, I'm here forever. So it's all about Earth. But as you get older, you start to go, wait a minute, I am insignificant. But there's some reason why I came into being. And yes, maybe I did a few things here on the planet, but there's still something that I think is bigger for me, waiting for me. And at least that's, I think, most Christ followers believe. Now, I don't like to get preachy because I don't really care what you think. I mean, if you're an atheist or an agnostic, that's okay. I'm not mad at you. I disagree. But I believe that there's got to be more because I feel like it here on earth. I go, man, Kevin, God keeps whispering in your ear and something is due to happen here for you. And it seems really good. You know, you're like, well, I pay my bills on time and maybe I get a nice little home, you know, whatever. And I've even gotten beyond that. I don't know where I'm going to be when I'm 80. If I live to be 80, I don't know what is the direction. But here's what I do know. Whatever happens here, it's just, this is just this little resting place. There's more. And I don't know why we've been chosen to fight this battle, all of us, but we have. And if Donald Trump were doing something wrong, if he were the wrong guy, I would tell you. I'd be happy to join in with those chorus of never Trumpers or people that go, ooh, I'm now jumping on the no Trump train because he did something crazy, but I don't anticipate that. I see a guy that's really fighting hard for us. And we haven't had this. So I'm behind him. And I'm so much behind him that when he screws up and does the things that are, you know, I go, I wouldn't have done it that way. And normally, you know, like if it were George Bush, I'd be like, see? Yeah, okay, great. So he's gone after the terrorists. That's what he's supposed to do. Because that's essentially the pass I gave Bush was like, man, this dude is he's pro-American. We can give him that, right? Bush was such a horrible president in retrospect. I don't know what it took to wake me up to that, but I'm glad they did. I used to say to myself, I want to meet George Bush. Seems like a nice, affable guy. You know, goes to Crawford, Texas to his little ranch. I grew up that way. I figured I'd hang out with George Bush and get to know the guy. Former Texas owner of the Texas Rangers, businessman, had his issues. He was a flawed candidate. Dick Koch was a party boy. Thought, you know what? He's probably a good old guy. You know what this guy was? One of the worst presidents ever. I'm glad he beat Gore because I think God knew what to do about all of this stuff, but holy cow, he was horrible. We finally have a guy who fights for us against the establishment. Bush was big time establishment, knowingly or unknowingly. Anyway, so we talked a little bit about that. All these ruses I'm talking about as well, the things that are going to backfire on the Democrats. And by the way, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I want to talk about Red Bull. I want to talk about grammar be racist. Are you guys aware that they're now saying proper grammar is racist? I know. Pretty stupid. New York City's in the news. You want to know what New York City was voted? One of the worst places in America to start a business. Yeah, put that on the old Chamber of Commerce advertisements, the marketing brochure. Corruption all over. Corruption in Illinois, corruption in New York City. Guess by whom? By Democrats? Fake polls? We've exposed those. We've got Durham with the shoe, the anvil, not the shoe, the anvil that's about to drop on the head of the leftists. Fake Chinese Wuhan numbers. Donald Trump is. Do you guys know? So Donald Trump says they're going to port numbers to the White House hospitals to the White House instead of the CDC. So the CDC then announced, "Oh, you know what? We made a mistake in Florida. They've been counting pneumonia and flu as COVID, dropping the number of cases from approximately 90,000. You want to hear the new number? To 11,000." Now, remember all the hoopla that Governor Cuomo, oh, the cases are rising in Florida because they opened the country up and all this. They coded 79,000 cases of flu and pneumonia as COVID. You know the joke. You know that, I mean, everybody's in on the joke now. Oh, your uncle was 113? I guess he died of COVID. Yeah, you know those gangbangers that got shot in Chicago over the weekend? Sadly, COVID. It's become the joke, the historical joke. And people are still donning these stupid masks, and we've got legislation over it. I want you to stop for, I don't even know the number, but I'm going to ask you this. How much money do you think has been spent in redirecting everything around Chinese Wu Flu. Signs in the buildings, those little circular things that are on the floor everywhere you go, practice social distancing, and all the signs. How much money do you think has been wasted on nonsense? See, if we were really about solving problems, we wouldn't let something like that go. I'm going to move on because I got a lot of stuff to talk about. So President Trump raised $20 million in his virtual week. I mean, it was a real week. I'm sorry, a virtual event. And he raised $20 million in a virtual event. Now, I talked the other day, Joe Biden, and I tell you this because I want you to understand where we stand. Joe Biden had a virtual event. He got 19 people on it at minute 26. He got 20 people on that virtual event. And I told you this because I wanted you to understand the difference between one person and the other. Donald Trump holds a virtual event. He raises $20 million during that virtual event. Joe Biden can't get 20 people to show up to his virtual event. Now, this may have been intentional, as I said earlier. Could have been something that the Democrats said, you know what, we can't let Joe out of the, you know, let too many people see him. But you can't win that when Donald Trump is getting $20 million during a virtual event and you can't get 20 people to show up. It's pretty pathetic. As I mentioned, lots to talk about. I want to go into Marxism here in a bit. And it's based on something that I read. No, actually, it was based on a video that I saw. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says an order cutting payroll taxes was drafted and ready for the president to sign. The order will reportedly also deal with eviction notices and enhanced unemployment benefits. Regarding the president taking the executive order route, Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan says,
"Well, what I hear, I think it's a great idea. I mean, the president, if you, you know, Nancy Pelosi and all the crazy things that she and the left, the hard left, want in this bill, the president just wants to help families, wants to help the economy. You know, the PPP program was good for those businesses who were so hard hit by the virus."
An appeals court ruled on Friday that the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is allowed to use the federal courts to enforce its subpoena against former Trump administration White House counsel Don McGahn. You're listening to USA Radio News. The July job numbers are out. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
This latest report follows the 4.8 million jobs that were added in June before a spike in COVID-19 cases. Alandy Kerr-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 1.8 million in July, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. These improvements in the labor market reflected the continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In July, employment rose in several major industries, with the largest gains in leisure and hospitality, government, retail trade, professional and business services, other services, and health care.
The United States has levied sanctions on a host of senior Chinese officials over Beijing's Hong Kong policy, including the region's Beijing-appointed chief executive, Carrie Lam. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They say Trump's going to destroy America, and he is. Yeah, and this is people who are actually trying to destroy America who are yelling that Trump is going to destroy America. And for the most part, Trump has obliged in destroying their version of America that I mentioned before, and I say it often, is spelled with a K. But he's done a lot to save regular America. But he definitely, I got to tell you, there's some issues that I have with Trump, and I'm going to get to here in a second. But it's a gross miscalculation by Democrats, probably the biggest miscalculations politically I've seen in my lifetime. Their behavior, it's insane. And Melissa believes that the Democrats know that because they can't beat Trump, they got to keep jumping on all these other issues so he can't launch an investigation. So all this woo-flu nonsense, all this, the new Russia hearings, by the way, Barr is going to be, well, he is. I think he's in front of the Congress right now talking about what, you know, the new House Judiciary Committee. Why did Donald Trump let Stone go free? None of your business. And so we'll get into that a little bit later. But, yeah, so Barr's testifying on nothing, and I saw the preliminary statement, and he's essentially saying, you people think you're going to discredit me, but you're not. You're actually emboldening me to really show what's going on. So the it's the worst strategy they could possibly have, but they're doing it. It's not going to work. But it did accomplish one thing, something that few predicted. And with respect to the Chinese Wu flu, it got Trump to play along. See, Trump was very clear. China did this. I'm not playing along. I don't believe the numbers. He's rerouted. The hospitals now no longer go to the CDC. They go through the White House. Now we're seeing the numbers get readjusted. We know that the numbers that they've been lying about, the number of cases, they've been lying about the number of deaths all across the board. And I'm going to talk about this, but they got Trump to play the game. He's now wearing a mask. Trump should have been, no, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not going to. But he didn't. He's been bold in everything else, but not this. I tweeted to him. I said, look, where is Donald? Who are you and what have you done with Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump knew the Chinese, blame the Chinese, then blame the leftists for supporting the Chinese, and do not allow them to shut down this country because of a lie, and give the real statistics, get rid of Fauci, and I could go on. See, that's what leadership would have done, but Donald Trump dropped the ball. And I'm telling people this because I told you, when Donald Trump screws up, I'm going to jump him. I don't care who he is. Now, in his defense, if Donald Trump had said, take hydroxychloroquine, I mean, if Obama had said take hydroxychloroquine, they would have been singing his praises. Oh, my God, it's a miracle cure. Who knew? The president, he's so bold. He's ahead of the game. They would have said that about Barack Obama, but they didn't say it about Trump. But you know what Trump should have done? He should have been Trumpian. And he should have said, you know what? If Barack Obama had said this, they'd be singing his praises. But I'm telling you, America, take this, you're going to be fine. There are other things. We don't need to be working on cures. And oh, by the way, governors, I'm going to take over your states for the time being. I have prerogative. You're not going to be putting people out of business. You're not going to be self-enslaving and self-imprisoning people because it's against their constitutional rights. And I could go on. That's what he should have done. But he made a political choice. And I don't know whether it was the right gamble. I think it's the right gamble for Trump to say, I'm not letting people lose their jobs and lose their companies. I'm not going to have to cost this economy trillions of dollars. We're doing another stimulus. Really? You see the story? A dude bought himself a $300,000 Lamborghini with his PPP check. They arrested him. But that's what he did. What do you think? You think, I mean, if he hadn't been quite so ostentatious, I think he probably would have got away with it. He just bought himself a mink and maybe a fedora or, you know, a Cadillac, but he bought a Lamborghini. You can't buy a Lambo and do that, bro. Here's some information for you, folks. U.S. Institute of Health and Metrics modeled the authoritative predictions on which of the U.S. lockdowns were based. This model also predicted COVID deaths for unlockdown in Sweden. On May 3rd, it wrote that as of May 14, Sweden would suffer up to 2,800 daily deaths. The actual number was below 40. Wegner magnifying this falsehood was reckless or willful. It amounted to shouting fire in a crowded theater. What justifies listening to and paying people who do that kind of science? In May, the Centers for Disease Control, by then discredited professionally, though not, alas, in the mass media, was forced to conclude that the lethality rate of COVID was far from circa 5%, was 0.26%. For folks, that's an order of magnitude less. And they, the CDC, toyed with reporting deaths by attributing COVID any that involved or looked as if they might have involved it. They then concluded pneumonia, influenza, and COVID into the category PIC. That is how the death figure came to exceed 100,000. But if the CDC had used the same criterion that it did for SARS, namely severe acute respiratory distress syndrome, the figure by the end of June would have been some 16,000. This is what I've been saying for the entire... This is a doctor speaking on this subject. He's saying that it's all lies. 16,000 people in America have died from this disease. Not 100,000. And that was the report they gave you back at the time. In short... he goes on. Such naked ploys could succeed only because the media colluded in them. The New York Times, May 27th, lead story ominously blared, California is a fourth state with more than 100,000 known cases. Meanwhile, the number of deaths attributed to COVID continued dropping from even lower bases. By July 1st, even using the CDC's inflated figures for COVID-responsible death, the fatality rate for people under 70 was 0.04%. As I said, you got a better chance of getting hit by a train or a meteor. In short, COVID-19 is not America's plague. It did not shake America. The ruling class shook it. They have done it ignorantly or by mistake. They have done it to extort the general public's compliance with their agendas. Their claim to speak on behalf of science is an attempt to avoid being held accountable for the enormous harm they are doing. They're doing it because they want to hang on to the power and the panic has brought them. This is amazing to me. He goes on, we begin by focusing on how seamlessly the Western world's ruling class has translated COVID-19 into yet another set of weapons in the fight it has been waging this century against voters' growing disaffection. Support for lockdowns has become an integral as integral to the American establishment left, i.e. the Democratic Party, as belief in abortion, global warming, open borders, censorship of whatever they choose to call hate speech. To understand this, one must realize that the ruling class's campaign regarding public health, global warming, race, the rights of women, homosexuals, microaggressions, the Palestinians, etc., had far less to do with any of these matters than with seizing power for itself. As the activists of Black Lives Matter burn down buildings, they wear masks supposedly to show their commitment to social responsibility for public health. Nor, incidentally, they tout their commitment to LGBT sexuality, for abortion, and against the nuclear family. In sum, lockdowns have been perpetuated and prolonged by people who care more about your compliance than your health. I don't know how to tell you folks, this is what bothers me to such a degree. I have people that listen to this show, and I know you are wearing masks. You are playing by the rules because you've been taught stay inside, color inside the lines. Don't do anything to upset the norm. Oh, it might upset a store owner or this or that. I don't want any confrontation. You are in a fight. You are in confrontation, and here's the problem. It ain't about you. You wearing that mask is about your children and your grandchildren, and you are just, oh, I wear my mask, I got to do the right thing. Says who? You aren't being a dissident. You're being a human being that says, I'm the one that runs this country, not you, politician. The governor of your state works for you. He can't I'm going to arbitrarily issue this mandate. Fine, I'm going to arbitrarily recall you. Says at different times, as experts have told us, the virus posed very little danger and that it was a mortal threat to us all. Masks were useless and they were essential. On the basis of their many statements, hundreds of millions of lives were wrecked and millions continue to languish under guidelines that make no sense on their face. Americans ask, by what right governors and mayors essentially put people under house arrest without due process, had them arrested for such activities as playing in a park or paddling in a sea? By what right do they shut down religious services? It should be clear that the COVID event in America is only tangentially about health. It is essentially a political campaign based on the pretense of health. This test wasn't for adults, folks. For the people that are listening to my voice right now or read my articles, this test was for the youngsters. Leftists plan well in advance for the future, and the youngsters have failed for the most part because they donned these stupid masks, but so did you. You failed them. Because you gave the government, these elitists, the idea that we are willing to listen. All you got to do is trick
us. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Who knew that being healthy is racist? How woke are you? This article begins. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. For the record, thekevinjacksonshow.com. So how woke are you? I got to say, you know, it's like anything else. Woke has become sort of this new thing that everybody's supposed to be. I don't know how new. It's not that new anymore, right? Woke. How woke are you? They say, no matter how attuned you may be to social justice ideology, you're probably not as woke as Maxine Ali. She is the kind of young feminist who spells women as W-O-M-X-N while slinging around academic jargon about normative gender binaries. Now, see, this is where you've let the kids run with the scissors way too long. They don't even know how to use regular language. Normative gender binaries. What in the heck is that? Let me explain it to you, audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's freaks. It's little knuckleheads in college that experiment way too much. I don't know, products of molestation or whatever, and now they want to call themselves normative gender binaries. The article goes on. Miss Ali does most of her, and this is in quotes, activism on her Instagram account, which until a few years ago was a typical sort of influencer account about food and exercise. But that was before Miss Ali got a master's degree from King College London, where critical theory is a central component of the curriculum. You guys know what critical theory is? They say critical theory is to cultural Marxism what a hammer is to carpentry. Miss Ali is now qualified to identify systematic oppression wherever it may be found, which is to say, pay attention everybody listening to Kevin Jackson right now because I'm preaching, everywhere. See, everybody is oppressed everywhere. That is the leftist mantra. You cannot be doing well. Even when you think you're doing well, you're not. Remember when I told you guys when Biden, he says, the guy, Charlemagne, the guy says, how are you, Mr. Vice President? Oh, we're doing good over here. We're fine over here. Me and Jill and Dill and this and that and the other. How about you? How are you and your family? Oh, man, we blessed, black blessed and highly favored. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're black, you're oppressed. Oh, you right, Massa Biden. I forgot about that. I forgot. Thank you for correcting me before I needed to get a whooping. I would have said to Biden, who are you to tell me how I feel, you knucklehead? I took you at your word, Captain Demento. Why can't you take me at mine? How you feeling? Well, you know, my gout did kick in, and I got this kidney stone. I just been trying to pass for a month. But, you know, and then I don't know. I think I might have cancer of the tongue or something. But, you know, hey, thank you for asking. Anyone? Really? How you doing? Fine. In this moment, fine. Thank you for asking. Everywhere, folks, systematic oppression. Here's what she says. The social construction of the healthy body promotes norms that preserve white supremacy. That's what she said in an Instagram post. This detailed at length how BIPOC, have you heard of this term, B-I-P-O-C? BIPOC, black indigenous people of color, are oppressed by the white normativity involved in the discourse of health. Hold on, white people. You now have something else you can no longer discuss. Let's see. You got sex. You got politics. And what else? Pay. Isn't this something? Religion, right? Religion, sex, and politics. Well, now health. You cannot discuss health. How you feeling, kid? Oh, man, couldn't be better. Oh, you shouldn't have gone there. Yeah, you shouldn't have gone there. Jeez, man. Aren't you woke yet? Haven't you been told you can't talk about your health? Because the BIPOCs, the black indigenous people of color, well, they're oppressed by your white normativity and your discourse in health. Here's what she says. When people talk about health and refer to a healthy body, whiteness is often assumed because it is what we have always seen in visual representations and performances of health. Y'all gonna let her get away with this, white people? I'm just asking for a friend, a white friend. Y'all gonna let her get away with this nonsense? You can't talk about health because it's racist? I don't get it. I don't understand you folks. She goes on, says the prevailing dietary and lifestyle practices that constitute healthy living, glorify white middle class standards of food consumption, and living a singularly correct standard. Within this is also an inferential racist logic that only by embodying white norms and by downplaying ethnic difference can BIPOC achieve a state of health and success. The black indigenous people of color cannot achieve success if all we do is talk about white standards and food and nutrition. See, I didn't realize that 2,000 calorie per day diet that they talked about had color to it. I guess I wasn't, I guess I'm going to go back to eating just fried chicken and collard greens and stuff. You know, to heck with the dietary restriction. For the record, I don't know that you should have to put that stuff on food. But you do. But I didn't realize it was so racist. She says, discourses of health function to re-secure white privilege. The conflation of the thin, white, quote, healthy body with beauty, morality, and desirability aims to preserve racial hierarchies. Health discourses position whiteness as good and pure, while simultaneously devaluing brown and black bodies and framing them as bad, deviant, and pathological. Y'all getting this? Y'all writing this now? Health is racist, according to this Ali chick, Maxine Ali. She goes on, we cannot use the term health uncritically. We cannot have conversations about wellness without acknowledging how its structures and performances facilitate the exclusion, the marginalization, and the harm of black indigenous people of color. It's time to call it out. Now, this person writes this, as with most critical theory writing, it's difficult for a casual reader to discover exactly what is meant by all the academic gibberish. Perhaps our inferential racist logic prevents us from understanding it. But Miss Ali appears to be saying that the adjective healthy is a racist code word signifying an effort to preserve white supremacy. It promotes norms that assume whiteness, thereby facilitating harm to black indigenous people of color. Thus, to the lengthy indictment of historic evils that white people are accused of perpetuating, we can now add the sin of bolstering white dominance by healthism. Are you a healthist? I'm just asking. Yeah, I'm looking at you hard. Are you a healthist? Do you care about your body? Do you count calories? Do you exercise daily? Because if you do, you very well may need to go to rehabilitation. Because you are a racist. I didn't want to get all up in your grill, but you are a racist. How dare you get out there and jog and bike ride? Go to the gym. Got gyms at your houses, don't you? Don't you? Yeah. If you don't have a gym at your house, you got some exercise equipment, don't you? Exercising that racism. Yeah, trying to get it out. One, two, I want to get rid of this racism, man. I want to work hard. This is insane, folks. I'm making fun of it. It says, readers may be tempted to dismiss Miss Ali's rant as silly ramblings of a young fanatic with too much time on her hands. But our universities are producing quite a lot of these fanatics nowadays. The anarchist mobs besieging major cities with, quote, mostly peaceful protests are sufficient evidence that such ramblings have an impact. And who knows what the pursuit of social justice may lead them to next? In fact, the claim that discourses of health are oppressive to minorities has already gained traction in the mainstream media. I haven't seen it, but they say it has. I told you guys, I need to make a list of the things that are racist, that are patently, ridiculously racist, just so you can understand the fight you're in. This, if you read any of that, it's garbage. Somebody's going to give her a PhD over this nonsense, this garbage. She's going to get a PhD. She's going to get elevated to the highest positions in organizations because of this stuff. That's why she's doing it. She should just be admitted. that would be the best thing to do, is say, you know what, I know what this will do for my career. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.